Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and you know what I am fucking tired of? Bigoted athletes. I don't know, it's not just athletes who are dumb fucking bigots. There are bigots everywhere. We just don't see it. Or we do see it, but we like to pretend that like it doesn't exist. It's not in your face the way it is with a fucking athlete. You see it because like teams are trying to be inclusive these days. They do things like the NHL does things, like Pride Night. And every fucking week, I see another fucking story about a group of assholes refusing to put on a fucking rainbow jersey during their fucking warm-ups. Nobody's asking you to go fuck a dude. Nobody's asking you to suck a dick at fucking center ice or any shit like that. They just want you to put on a fucking jersey. Just to show support for people who've been fucking marginalized and attacked by fucking conservative asshole douchebag pieces of shit since the beginning of fucking time. But they can't do it. They can't bring themselves to do it. And what's worse than these people not throwing the fucking jersey on is the people defending it. What the fuck are you defending? It's always like, well, it's his right. Everybody wants to talk about fucking rights when it's a fucking athlete. But like, jobs have fucking dress codes. Like if when I was working at the office store, you know, customers coming in and out and shit, you know, much like fans going to a fucking arena. Like if I walked into the office store and I was wearing a shirt instead of my uniform, I wore a shirt that said my boss is a cunt, that shit would be frowned upon. My ass would get fucking fired. I wouldn't have people defending me saying like, well, you know, it's his right not to have to wear the uniform. People would be like, no, motherfucker, that's your fucking job. You gotta wear the fucking uniform. Eat shit. If you don't like it, go get another fucking job. But we don't do that when it's athletes. When it's athletes, everybody wants to fucking bow down. Unless it's a black man taking a knee during the national anthem. Then we got a huge fucking problem with that. We can blackball somebody like Colin Kaepernick from the league for taking a stance against police brutality and the fact that black people have also been marginalized and fucking oppressed in this country since the beginning of fucking time. We can kick them out of the fucking league. We don't want to fucking see that. But we are totally on board with shitting all over the gay community. And the trans community, for that fucking matter. People like to use religion. They like to hide behind their religion. They like to cloak their bigotry in religion to make it seem like it's all better. Like, oh, this is just a fucking religious choice. And you can see it in, like, the statements. The statements are always like, you know, I don't have any hate in my heart, but I'm not going to put the pride jersey on because fuck those gays. That's essentially what they're fucking saying. Like, we should fucking love everybody. Not the gays, though. I'm not going to wear the jersey to support those gay people over there. I don't agree with that lifestyle. I don't even know what the fuck that means. What lifestyle? What lifestyle are gay and trans people living? The, hey, I want to get through my day without being fucking screamed at lifestyle? Hey, can you just leave me the fuck alone so I can exist lifestyle? That's the only lifestyle they want. There is this fucking idea, this notion that asshole hick conservatives have that they basically co-opt from more progressive people, from people who are more understanding, from people who are more accepting. I used to see this shit at the radio station all the time because when some racist or bigot or fucking homophobe or transphobe, when one of those assholes comes out and fucking smashes, you know, whatever fucking group we're talking about here, there are people like, dude, be more fucking understanding. Like, try to figure out what these people are fucking going through. Why the fuck can't you be more tolerant? So conservatives have like taken that. They've taken the, you know, be more tolerant, and they've tried to do basically what they do with fucking everything. Like what they're currently doing with the term woke. We see every fucking white douchey doughy politician, every Republican asshole throwing that fucking term around as a catch-all for anything they don't fucking like. They just take shit and they co-opt it, and they try to use it against the other side. So like what you'll see for this is like some bigot won't fucking put a pride jersey on, and everybody fucking rushes to defend him. All these fucking fellow bigots, they're like, well, that's very tolerant of you not to be tolerant of his choice. Listen, motherfucker, I don't have to be tolerant of your intolerance. People are asking you to be tolerant because you're this fucking Christian nationalist asshole who hates anybody that's not fucking straight and white. Nobody has to be tolerant of that fucking Nazi bullshit. Nobody has to be tolerant of your fascist shit. You can go fuck yourself. Tolerance doesn't extend to your fucking intolerance. What the fuck are you talking about? My fucking God. I can't stand that shit. And then you know what the fucking big problem is? Like, people like me who support this bullshit, you know, fucking normal, well-adjusted fucking adults, they get like worn down by it. Like, all these assholes keep fucking refusing to wear the jersey. And then like, I think to myself, like, motherfucker, just stop having these fucking nights. But that doesn't fucking solve anything. That's what these assholes want. That's what the bigots want. That's what the fucking bigots win. They don't want these fucking nights. They want these people to be marginalized. They want to whitewash history. That's why they're banning books. They want to fucking erase gay and trans people. That's why they're fucking banning gender-affirming care. That's why they're banning, you know, a fucking gay man having a picture of his spouse in the fucking classroom. It's all a big form of control by a political party that likes to claim that they want less government in your life. Hey man, I'm for freedom and fucking less government. Unless you're gay or trans or black or any fucking group that's not white and rich. That's what it is. It's all of this. And you can fucking lie to yourself and still support that bullshit. You can support that fucking hate and then just try, you know, watch a basketball game and be like, hey, man, I just want to watch the game. Can't we all just fucking get along? Suck my fucking balls. You are part of the fucking problem. I'm a 40-year-old man. I'm done with this bullshit. I'm done with fucking assholes that can't fucking separate those two things. I'm done with assholes that are like, hey, I grew up white and middle class and none of this shit affects me, so I don't really give a fuck about it and I don't want to hear about it. Like, fuck you, dude. Go fuck yourself. I don't have time to have fucking scumbags like that in my life anymore. I'm cutting that shit out. And if that means that I got fucking nobody in my life, then I don't fucking care. It sucks. I hate all of these people. And I also hate the people who support those people. It's disgusting. Why don't you fucking be better? Can you fucking be better, please? I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I am on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and whatever fucking podcasting sites you want. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm on Twitter. It's at JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes. And this podcast is going to show up in my Facebook timeline for you.